at that time too, I was also still breaking by myself. I was also dancing for this crew called Smurfs, and like Charles told you, I was the first Mexican in that crew. But I was also dancing with my friend Ignacio, who's JR, and he's one of the Fab Five members. He was dancing with a crew called Bums. So I would practice with him a lot. He was pretty much my partner back then. And he was in a crew called Bums. And I practiced with them. And I still didn't really know what I wanted to do as far as affiliation. You know, I was just, to me, I was just like a mercenary. I would learn what I could learn and then just, you know, and just evolve and do my own thing, you know. And then a lot of the Asians that I went to elementary school with at Winchell, you know, they also went to middle school and high school with me. Well, one of them approached me. His name was Vil, or Lumpy Smurf. He's in the crew Smurfs. And I did this one move that I kind of made up, but I would always do it at home. But, you know, every time I would mess around. And my thing was, I was into walks a lot because I had big arms and I was like 120 at the time. So, you know, I could carry my weight like nothing. So my forte of moves was always walking, you know. And I would do this one move at the end of practice when I was just messing around. I didn't think no one was looking. And then that's when he approached me and he was like, "Hey, man, you want to get down with us?" I was like, "Sure." And that's pretty much, you know. And it was cool because after that point, I knew most of them from school, but I think it was ninth grade. There was a party at Holmes Playground, and I hadn't seen my friend L.A. Jong because he had moved out of town or something. I hadn't seen him in years. Probably I didn't see him the whole middle school time because sixth grade he went somewhere else, and then he went to Roosevelt with us at ninth grade. But I remember him walking in the party. You know, the Holmes Playground put the party on. It was just a little shindig, and I was just sitting there watching everyone, you know. And he just came in and shook everyone's hand, and he went straight to the circle and just hit a flare 90. And I was like, that's the first time I've seen it in person. I've seen it a couple times, not too clean though, on videos. But when he the way he entered, you know, he just shook everyone's hand, or shook everyone's hand, and then he just boom, hit it clean first try. And I was just at that point, man, I was like, that's where I'm going with this, you know. So they started telling me, "Hey, you know, come to Holmes Playground every." And I forgot how I found out about that party, but I was there by myself and I was just observing. I was afraid to go out. And then, you know, once I reconnected with those guys, they're like, "Yeah, come to practice with us, you know, after school every day." So they started, and little did I know, they did live in my neighborhood too. So it didn't look too good. A bunch of Asians come to your house, and then you're walking down the street with them, and you know, you have friends that are also in the Mexican gangs, you know, and they're like, "Who the hell are these guys?" And I'm like, "These are my friends, you know, we're breaking." They're like, "Oh, okay." You know, because at that time, all they knew was the Asian gangs, you know. And you know, you had so many different types of Asian gangs that they were just apprehensive every time they came pick me up. But then, you know, they were cool with me, so we got a pass. You know, but then it was a different story when I go break at Holmes Playground. You had the Asian gangs there, so I was kind of out of my comfort zone in my neighborhood. And there was a time that we were all just battling each other in a circle, and there was this big Asian gangster that came in, and he told me, "Go ahead and go, your turn." So I went and I did a little combo, and then he pulled a gun out on me, and I was like, "Oh shit." And then luckily, you know, they had the friends that I had now, they had clout, and they were like, "You know, you don't do that." And so he was just like, "All right." But you know, that was pretty scary. I didn't tell my mom that, because if I did, she wouldn't let me go practice there anymore, and I didn't have anyone to practice, you know. So at that time, my friend JR was also, he was at a Kings Canyon. He went to a different middle school than us, and then he went to a different high school, I think freshman year. So I didn't really have much. You know, I mean, when we'd have time, I'd go to his house, but as far as having like a little practice crew, I didn't. I just would practice with them because they allowed me to. Until eventually I became a Smurfs freshman year. And then that's when I started vibing with Pablo a lot more. And told him, asked him if he wanted to join Smurfs too. And he said, yeah. So we were in there together. And then, you know, I just felt like I was never taken serious, you know. Like, I was always just there to practice, but, you know, I specialized. I was a specializer. I had walks. I had weird combos that no one really had at the time. And that was my thing. You know, when I danced, I never wanted to be too clean. I always wanted that raw feel, you know. So I wouldn't worry too much about my legs being, you know, like Charles with the straight legs and all that. I had, you know, range, but I was always just off somewhere, and it made it look human and fresh, you know. So that was my take on it. I didn't really want to be too athletic about it, but I also wanted to show that I was solid, you know. So, but they, you know, eventually that, you know, they started going to battles, and they wouldn't even let me know. So I started feeling like, you know, this is, what am I doing?
Did you get to battle with them at all?
No, I didn't. They started asking Pablo too. And I think because they had a person who did some of the moves that I did. But, you know, I had other things though. I had more combos. I would do combos to walks, and he didn't really do combos to walks. He just did a lot of walks. So I felt, you know, in my own head, I just felt like I wasn't being used, you know, like I wanted to. It wasn't being, I didn't feel part of the crew, you know. They hit me up for practices, but then I find out later on, I see a video, like, oh, you guys were all there? Even Pablo was there? Like, so I was like, you know, I'm cool, man.